Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and hello again. How you guys doing? How you doing? This is Sandra Sandwich with Blog Radio Talk Show. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing out there? Is everybody doing good? I'm going to turn this up. Y'all can hear me? I know I can hear myself. Hold on here. Oh, let's get up some more. All right, now we good. Okay, so listen, how's everybody doing? I hope y'all had a good day. I hope your day is going real well. Yesterday, I had a fly show. It was fabulous. And today I have another one. I'm not playing. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, and this is going to be interesting because I believe this is my first time ever interviewing a DJ that's a female. Her name is DJ Classy C. This is going to be very, very interesting. I'm really excited. I really am. So listen, guys, we're going to do a reading yesterday. We're going to listen to some music. And the first person I'm going to be playing tonight is Sheedy Sheed. Okay. 10 Toes Mastered. He's a matter, master, matter. What's it say here? Master. Let's go, Sheedy. What's happening?
What's happening? Hey, man, I appreciate y'all boy for so tapped in with a real one. And if you knew, hey, I'm about to tell y'all boy how we living out here. All right.
Saying tools is the code that we live by. I'm a money making happy this day.
He been talking, no walking. Know that shit that nigga be yakking. Heard my nigga said he got that, but my nigga fuck with his eyes. Now my nigga ain't my nigga. Nigga thinking something like COVID. Now he mad but won't come see me. Watch that shit you talking out reckless. Niggas be flexing, can't handle the pressure. They dodging and ducking for nigga what's happening. Pray for my city cause niggas be tripping. Pop a little pill, now a nigga won't see me. These dudes here, I ain't never been worried. Worldwide deep, I ain't never been scary. Play your part on things turn messy.
Think
about your
turn. Tools is the code that we live by. I'm a money making heavy this beeper. Solo dolo, I can't be just a waiter. But the problem is no never on his eyes.
Most these niggas said he capping. They ain't about they paper chasing. Niggas sleeping on this paper. Yeah, my mind be everywhere. Cause there's paper everywhere. I be cheapin' on this Zaza, cause these niggas playin' gangsters. But respect from weaker niggas. I don't hear y'all niggas talkin', cause I outside chasing paper. Yeah, redundant fuckin' sisters, that's that paper callin' baby. On the block, I never yellin', but your people hella green. That's why that bitch, they on that nigga. I ain't coochin', y'all the fool. And about my paper, hide the two. These niggas know don't break the rule. But if you do, you got my listen. So for backs, be on a mission.
Friendship,
man.
Don't sue me.
Man, Sheedy, look at Sheedy go. 10 toes master. I love that. All right, so we're gonna keep it going. All right, so let's listen to Classy Colors. I don't know how this is a good. There's a few people on here. Let's listen to that.
Lord, hard out here. Give me some direction. It's your son, Zachariah. Sai, Ramadan, you're the world compass. Just talk to me.
Talk to me.
This is Zaire. Who am I kidding? A part of me wish that thought could rid it. Disasters came one after another. The more drastical, the harder to take cover. Wishing God would have paid colors. Sacrifice the weak to make others. This world better off without me. Hypocrites wanna know how nice he really. So I hand them my CD, but closed ears can't listen to feel me. Is that an ongoing ache to the pain? We don't try to make the change. Believe me, I'm not perfect. Allow me to bring some dirt to the surface. Lately I felt worthless. Wonder if I even had a purpose. Hurt me to be here. And finding an eye girl when she cared. Through the darkest corridors when she walked with me. Whispering, hey, I love your hair. Now talk to me. Talk to me.
God, would you please accept our plea? Then forgive me, it's 'cause baby, talk to me.
Talk to me.
God, would you rain down on me? Oh God, come down and help me.
Lord, I need your forgiveness, please, for a horrible act that happened August 14, 2003, that left my best friend gasping. So now the question I'm asking, can you rebuke the demon in me that didn't give a damn and she couldn't breathe? Would you accept my plea and then cleanse my soul eternally? But I would still never forget what I did, especially since I was taught better as a kid. Brought the woman I love to tears. This will play back in my head for years. Tears running down your face, wishing you about to get engaged. Not a grotesque fate, a mouse in a maze, no escape. Damn, I really made a mess. I'm forever in debt, but now to my last breath. Hate seeing you stressed and upset. If coulda, woulda been pushed reset. The way the pain be, make you low key about visiting my HOME. I got some audacity, stars you still wanna talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me.
God, would you please accept our plea? Then forgive me, it's 'cause baby, talk to me.
Talk to me.
God, would you
want is a wife and child to make my life worthwhile. If I could have ended up with Beth Ann, Carletta, or Pam, would my life still feel damn? But then when I was with someone I thought I could settle, that was until a family started to meddle. Don't want to stay single, senior citizen life alone, playing bingo, trying to get the situation straight. So the studio is the best way, zoning in deep, feeling the beats, no time for sleep. I got a 6.5-year CD to complete. A plan been devised to keep my eyes on the prize. The fans are waiting, not 8 or 10 years in the making, for one of the longest anticipations since Bad Boys 2 or Freddy vs. Jason. Time waits for no man, so I answer the summons. Only thing more anticipated is Jesus' second coming. Pouring out my own mistakes, no one can fault me. Still the nice guy, ultimately. A big fish, it's hard to put a cork in me. A man feeling remorsefully, so God take my plea and talk
God,
to me.
God, would you please
talk to me.
Accept that. Then forgive me, it's 'cause baby, talk to me.
Talk to me.
God, would you rain down on me? Oh God, come down and help me. Even after the case, now I know his righteousness through Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Talk to Me Colors featuring Miss DJ Classy C. All right, now listen, we're going to keep it going. All right, so I got to go. Listen, this is my girl Adrian. I love this song.
I can't stop and won't stop till you
ever.
I can do the most for you. Go out, grab a drink and raise a toast to you. I swear it feels like I've been on my toes for you. I'm here, so baby, tell me what you wanna do. So baby, what you waiting on? You're the one I love upon. You're the one I feel upon. It feels like a dream. Till you rub up on it. I like it, I love it.
my bag lately. Maybe it's a tribute to my lady. Brought this new energy, that's amazing. Playing with them other ones was just time wasted. There's a difference between the special ones and the basic. And every time she's around, I just wanna lay her. Got the homie thinking about rings now like a Laker. Go shopping, everything's an option. This is major, burning no relations like sages. Just so nothing can stain us. She gotta know she's the one for the ages. Need her daily like my favorite playlist. And I don't need to say this, but the sex is wet, strokes is deep like the conversation. She's the best in all stages. So when she's in need, the auto reply is stateless. I'm committed to keeping it true to you and doing all the things that made us. From the small days to the vows, we know that's sacred. I just need you with Jason, baby.
Now,
that's a little snippet of Miss Adrian. I didn't mean to cut it so short, but let's go and let's listen to, let's see here. Let's go with Black Magic for just a second here. Let's listen to Ebony.
Hey, Lana. I'm tired of our young girls making all their good boys twerk. It's time for them to tap into their Black Girl Magic. Black Girl Magic. Black girl magic, 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 coming through with headliner. Thought you knew what, let me introduce you to myself. If you're new, cool, lives in the projects, wasn't great by the street. I'm out here working every day, I got 5 children to feed. But you can catch me on any day on my grind. Watch me shine, not going after yours, I'm working hard for mine. Ain't no time for pettiness, we've been milking Phyllis. So if you bought your black girl magic, let me see you raise your fist. So black girl magic, 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 black girl magic all over town. Just look around, we were born with it in our veins. Fix your crown, she's the future CEO, working her way to the top. She's your favorite local artist, waiting for an album to drop. She's a girl doing hair in the kitchen, man, you know she can play. She's that single mother struggling, but she'll make a way. Just wait, you can't stop her, you can't block her. No confusion, substitutions. If you having a rough day, black girl magic is the solution. She'll hold you down to build you up, and then make you some dinner. You get that black girl magic, man, I swear you have a winner. If you doing what you want, instead of what you can, you'll soon see what's up. She don't even need your man. She got that black girl magic, 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 can't you see she's unstoppable? But black girl magic, nothing's ever impossible. She's strong, educated, and beautiful too. Tap into that magic, ain't no telling what you can do. Black girl magic, can't you see she's unstoppable? But black girl magic, nothing's ever impossible. She is strong, educated, and beautiful too. Tap into that magic, ain't no telling what you can do. Go,
that was a snippet of Black Girl Magic. I gave you one in a snippet. I just wanted you to listen to some of the people here in Charleston, South Carolina. Some of these people are out of town as well. Hello, Mr. Cameo. I love this one. Now.
Tell me what you want, the baby, tell me all you.
your knees. I might just go MIA, little baby, don't think I'm deceived. I play with the shit like an instrument, I'm from the paint, so you know I ain't finish it. Don't matter who started this shit, standing on business, you know I'ma finish it. Nigga know I ain't squashing the queen shit, boy, you a bitch, you been acting resentment. I'ma sell my pole like a fisherman, shooters, I'm going, you know we gon' bleed some shit. Roll the test out like a brand of cigar, don't need a boost, but you know I'm a spark. 3 days of grace, I'ma rock out, I go heavy metal, I play with the steel like a tar. I got the power, I'm high in the stars, same with the gang, you would know who we are. Screaming free my brothers, fuck the feds, got ones behind the bar. I know my age very young, but I've been down that road. My mama know I learned to play, ain't talking pick and roll. No, you can't get another son, but I can up that scope. For that fuck nigga that try to play, no, I'ma let it
run
blow.
Gotta run on my race to the top, to the ceiling, hell nah, I ain't giving it up. I got devilish ways, you don't know how I'm feeling right now, I might blow shit up.
Chop your daddy feet, I might redo a kidney, don't matter, we hit his ass up. I'ma turn it for a boy, don't run, take you my word, we gon' leave his ass up. Been grinding, feel like Tony Hawk, I stack up on my cheese. Lil' mama barely pray, but she keep ending on her knees. Don't tell me what you want, lil' baby, tell me all your needs. I might just go MIA, lil' baby, don't think I'm deceived. Don't think I'm deceived.
I want it all the time, day and night. Get it for you till you wake, walking right.
Really another way, and most of the time it is what it is. Love, more time coming. Donna J, Colors.
Woo!
Living in a dream plan, thinking you would understand, babe, that queen don't even need you, man. All she wants is your love, time and your trust, and living in a dream plan. Understand, babe, that queen don't even need you, man. All she wants is your love, time and your trust. And girl, you got that glow, don't let him take away that glow. Girl, you got that glow, don't let him take away that glow. Girl, you got that glow, don't let him take away that glow. Girl, you got that glow, don't let him take away that glow.
True queen, don't have time to be chasing the frowns. I'm something else. Nope, nope, just the realest you found. I have a voice and a choice, and I chose you. Unlike your past, money hungry, door not bugaboo. Had no clue she mad at you, said you wanted a guinea bitch. I laughed and say, it is what it is. Her fucking mentality is honestly obvious proof that you were too good for her to be fucking with you. You that dude that would go ghost, she'll run back to you. Run through your phone, put a trap on you. That's what she'll do. But not me, I'm busy.
you ain't no more allowed. You wanna cut me off? We gotta go ahead and move on.
It's all love for myself.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Karan B. Bringing you quality music as promised. Got my little cousin Christian on the track with me. Hey, Christian, I just want you to holler at him real quick. Let him feel my thoughts. Talk to him. Come on.
Whenever you need a friend.
But I can feel your pain. Searching for that love because for him it ain't the same. What you deserve is a shoulder, someone there to the end. Someone that you can depend on. It starts with a friend. I know you're tired of being hurt, there with it over time. It's trying to sound like I'm a psych, but I can read your mind. Been hurt too, but this ain't about me, this about you. Trying to mend your heart so I'm going through everything I can do to please you in any way to keep your smile floating. My main purpose is to show you to me you're important. Don't get me wrong, you're trying to mislead you or break your heart. Reaping your friend and being that, I'm trying to play my part. Pick from my heart, my desire is to see you happy. Once you open up, look girl, I promise you'll be glad you met me. Let's call respect, get to you, yes, I pay with honor. Anytime you need a friend, I'm there, just holler. Karan B.
My turn. Fans do a lot, so I had to learn. Clean my position, secure the bag. Don't worry about this competition being last. Yeah, they took our weight for me, but I on the ass. Get the money, stack it up, yeah, do the math. Call me up the corner, I'ma get the last. Damn, I had to laugh. Check my resume, I ain't come to plea. Baby, beat that sleep. Crash, move my friends, stay up by my week. Had to learn a lot, yeah, by the hallway. Secure the bag, what they start to feel some type of weak fit. Don't me, but I kept it solid. Play my discussion, that sound rocking. Can't stop me, competition doing sloppy. Real nasty, when she get her toppy. Get the money, stack the money till it fall over. Full quarter touchdown, then it's game over. If you ain't what it got to win, I'll get run over. Smooth with the Lego, so she call me Casanova. Getting loose, get my dog dancing with the stick. Diamond on the come out with my people going in. Step to the side, you done had the chance. Watch me take off on them, and my jump man. Okay, he might turn.
Just playing with him on this one, yeah. I know that you like the way I make your back beat. They going deeper while I break your back in, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Slow motion when we do it, ain't no need for rushing. Baby girl, don't worry. Like the way I make your back pain. Daddy going deeper when I break your back in, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Slow motion when we do it, ain't no need for rushing. Baby girl, don't worry, every life in, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I know she like the way I put it in. Slow motion when we fucking up a minute. Yeah, she never felt this way about a nigga. Melting like chocolate, way I play the milk. Huh, don't really bite for baby man.
Can't go back, won't go back. Fuck all that. Listen. Y'all gon' tell me. Got one foot in the grave, feel like I'm in hell. But I be goddamn if they send me back to jail.
UPS trucks, shipped it through the mail. But I be goddamn if they send me back to jail. Asking all these questions, I ain't got shit to tell. Cause I be goddamn if they send me back to jail. And F up to my lawyer, I need that appeal. Cause I be goddamn if they send me back to jail. Nope, I ain't going back. I ain't hearing none of that. Crackers always fucking with me. Say I don't know how to act. If they get behind me, get them moving like a running back. And fuck the prosecutor, tell that bitch I want my money back. Shit real in the Ville 12, got it hot as hell. Young, black, and paid, they rather see me in jail. After the last case, who thought I would have prevailed? And shout out to my nigga, who came through on that bail. Got one foot in the ground.
Over there trying to sneak and blow me kisses. I could feel wishes after I finished the dishes. About 30 minutes on my hab, no more lipstick. Oops, I just showed you all of Ricky's secrets. Freak nasty with Lil' Kim-ish. Marc Jacobs in this bag just a plus. Throw some money in and make a real one plus. But after this, baby, keep it on the hush. Or no more of the freak nasty gushy stuff. Unless you plan on paying all my bills and stuff. I'm sorry, baby, but sometimes I act tough. Let a nigga know we got a diamond in the rough.
How you doing?
DJ Classy C, what's up?
Oh, what's going on, Sandra?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, just chilling.
Oh, listen to you. Let me tell you something. I told my daughter today, like, when she, because she does my flyers, she ain't always good with them. Anyway, she tried her best. DJ Classy,
right.
I'm going to tell you something. You are, I promise you, out of all my... I was doing this for 10, 15, I don't remember how many years, maybe 10, 12, whatever. I promise you,
yes.
You're the first DJ girl I've ever had on my show.
What?
We got to show
oh,
up and
I'm
show
honored.
Up.
Oh, I'm honored. I'm honored, then.
Yeah, when are you going to show up and show out today? You understand?
We're going to show out? Okay.
Yeah, we're
going
to show up. Yeah, we're about to wild out right now. Listen, girl, I'm I'm serious. That's every name. You're right. We have you
right,
are the first
right.
girl we have. I am so excited. I got even more excited when I realized that.
Oh man!
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm excited too.
I'm glad. So listen, let's get started. Let's talk to the people.
Okay.
Let's start with tell everybody where you originally came from, Classy.
I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, right here, James Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was born and raised in Charleston, right here on James Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? James Island, you don't get, not a lot of people in James Island do a lot of the entertainment stuff, am I right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
Shut up. Really?
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
Oh, man. When I get my car, I got to get over there because I used to come to James Island just to shop every now and again. But I got to get over there, yeah. So, listen, one of the things I want to ask you, I got so many things going on here, but I really want to get into this. When did you even think or what? Because, you know, that's such a male-dominated thing.
Yeah,
with the DJ
it is.
Talk to us about that. When did you first even think to want to do something like that? This is crazy.
Well, it went back to, like, I would say 2008, 2009, when, you know, you have a house party. And my mom and them used to have different events, house party, family events, and they'd be like, hey, Christy, you're going to deal with the music. So you put in a CD or, you know, and I say, if I'm doing all this, then I can do a little more. Mm-hmm. And each time I would, you know, buy equipment for each party, may buy a speaker, DJ controller, and it went from there. And that's how it is. But it started, I always loved music. I started out in the church singing. I was original a singer, you know, and I just love music. That's how it started.
Mm. So that's kind of cool because most people either got a family member that might be doing it or it's coming from, you know, a pain. You know, a lot of rappers, you know, they write from a lot of pain and things that's going on out here. Yours seem to have been very mild and pleasant as to how you got into being a DJ.
Yeah, I like when people enjoy themselves. I like them dancing and having a good time, you know, with music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who came up with
Classy
your name?
Classy came from my singing name.
Okay.
That was created back in 2005 when I recorded with Colors.
Okay.
And that's how it started. And I was always Classy. And then my name started with C. So, you know, Classy C.
and I'm going to talk to you about that with Colors as well, but I definitely want to just dig a little bit more about this DJ. I got to tell you something. First DJ ever. You're talking about you on it. Girl, I'm on it. I've never had a DJ on my show in my life. This is the first time, y'all. First time I got the exclusive, okay?
Yes, this is exclusive.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's get it.
Yeah.
So, listen, for me, so what you're doing it now, can you tell us some of the places that you DJ at? Because one of the things I want to get into is how do you feel about male DJs? Do you feel intimidated by them? But I first want to talk about, I want to know about that.
they could be intimidated, but you know you have your confidence. You're a woman. You walk in there with confidence. You know your stuff. But DJing is not an easy task. You have to really know music, and you just don't want to be in one genre, you know. You want to do all. You want to be a diverse. So you have to learn music. You have to listen to music. You have to know notes, how to come in, and et cetera, like that. So you have to really know music. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I want to piggyback off of what you just said. Now, when you say you really need to know music, Classy, does that come from, like, okay, older person getting up dancing, you got to know, okay, and then when a young person or, you know, like, let's just say you had a wedding and the kids are there, so you got to know how to maneuver yourself into knowing what to play?
Right. Because you can have a diverse, say, you may have older people there, and then you might have young. So you want to play for every person in that room.
Right.
So they can get on the floor. But mostly people play for females. Yeah. So once we get on the floor, then the males will come, you know.
That's true. That is very, very true.
Yeah.
So
but you want to hit every age in that room so they can dance.
That definitely got to be difficult.
Right.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Okay, so Classy, let's say it's an old set of people in there, 40, 50, 60, you know, going to my age. And then let's go with, you get some kids in there that are young. Let's say you're doing a wedding. Kids in there that's young. Now, Cassie, in your mind, you know that, oh, I know these kids. I see them at the store. They like that rough music. What would you do in situations like that? I've always wondered how do the young do? What would you do?
Mm-hmm. Play clean music. Never play music with curse, you know, vanity. Always be clean.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So now, where are some of the places that you have DJ, and what are some of the places of you, what, that you would still DJ at?
Well, I'm basically, I'm a private event person. I do weddings, and I do corporate events and stuff like that. I haven't, I played in a club a few times, but not really a club DJ, but I'm really a private and corporate event DJ.
Okay, right. So that puts you in like special events and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when you see your picture, okay, your name, the classy part goes perfect with your picture. So when you see your picture, classy, let me tell you something. Not only does it go nicely with your with the way your picture is, but what I love about it is that it looks so classy. You feel me? I love seeing young women like y'all be beautiful. I love it. And so
Thank you.
Yeah, I find the best thing in a woman. I do. I don't care what shade or color she is, light, dark, orange, pink, whatever, white, I don't care. I find the most beautiful thing about a woman. And with you, when you say DJ, and if I'm looking at you, Classy, y'all listening to me, I would never think of you as a DJ, honestly. But I
think
I'm gonna tell you what I would say. I would probably put you with your pictures. In the way that you are, Classy, I promise you, I would probably put you somewhere as a like a Whitney Houston type thing. You know how Whitney was, you know, like
right.
So black. Like, yeah.
She was.
Yeah,
there you go. She was always, she kept herself, I wouldn't say homely, but, you know, classy, you're right. She was very classy. She was. Her voice was out of this room. When she walked in, wow. You know,
it was like this class. It could be a place that she walks in. It's like I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Right.
But that's where I put you at. You just look so laid back, calm. Are you laid back and calm, Classy?
Very. I'm very humble.
I
don't like, you know, when people say, "Hey, Classy, this and that." I DJ. I go to a place. I do what I have to do, and I keep, and I go, and I leave. I don't like to be, out there like, I don't know, I wouldn't say out there like that, but, you know, in the spotlight. I like to be very humble and lay back.
That's beautiful.
And I just show what I do. I go there, show what I do, and leave.
Right.
Right.
Well, and that's another thing that I see in you. I never met you. I might have met you or seen you somewhere, but I'm going to tell you what I did remember. When I played the song, I want you to talk about that. But when I played the song, you and Colors on it, and I heard your voice, I said, I remember her. That's what I said. I remember where I see you. And it had to have been Meeting of the Minds. That's where I meet you at? Where I see you at?
I met you back in the day. We used to perform me in Colors. And then I met you at your premiere, the movie. Two years ago?
I met you there. Go ahead, girl, with your bad self. You know what the hell I ever forgot.
Yeah,
it was at Ferndale Gym?
Ferndale Gym.
It was at Ferndale Gym. But you know what? You sing good, too. I played you some. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, she's a DJ. And, like, you know, what's happened here? She's a DJ. You are so pretty. I love beautiful women.
Thank you so much.
Do y'all understand me? And I see the prettiest women. Carla just sent me
You're beautiful
the
too.
Thank you, darling. But Carla sent me the most beautiful women. In a good way now. I mean, don't y'all think
right.
that's bad. I just love it. When you're an older person like me and you see y'all taking care of yourselves the way that you guys do, and you know what you mm-hmm. mean, a DJ is crazy because you look like
yes.
nobody's DJ. Do you understand? You know?
So and that's good.
You well,
that's
good.
I want to look like a DJ, but you know, that means I can go places and, you know, people be like, oh, well, who is she? And I surprise them when I get
yeah.
on my DJ controller on my set.
You,
and they be like,
you,
damn.
You would have surprised the hell out of me for sure if you would have got up and
They'd
did
like,
that show. I'd have been like, exactly. I'd have been like, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so listen, Classy, let's talk about, I would have went, you met Colors in 2005. Okay, so tell me about them. How did y'all meet?
Well, I was working at Walmart at the time, and Colors was coming through the line, and
mm-hmm.
I believe I was singing, and
mm-hmm.
he was like, what? You sing? You sound good. I say, yes. You know, my mouth, I always had a smart mouth.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, you know, I'm a rapper. You know, I'm an artist. And I said, okay. And he said, well, you know, my homeboy is starting up a studio, and his
mm-hmm.
name is Jay Brown. He's right here from James Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Jay Brown? I was like, okay. And he gave me his number. And after that, you know, it went from there.
Mm-hmm.
We've been friends almost 20 years in this music. Yeah, 20 years.
Because I caught Colors, I think I want to say 2 years after you. When I mean caught, I mean what to be his friend. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think it was 2008 for me. Yours was 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with Jay, you met Jay at the same time as well?
Yes. I met Jay when I met Jay, Colors introduced me to Jay. Jay
mm-hmm.
was in Jay's studios. It was in Jay Brown's studios. It was the weight room. He was just getting started.
Okay.
It was just
okay.
getting started.
Okay.
It was from the ground up. It was fresh. Everybody was like, you know, it was fresh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that when he didn't have all that recording stuff. It was just, you know, you had to go in a little closet, in the closet and record.
Well, you know what, hell, I ain't been in no closet. I don't remember that. I just, whoa, that must have been way back when.
Yeah, that's way back. It was called The Weight Room.
Oh, okay, okay. I only
mm-hmm.
kind of remember being in the new one that he got, and that was years ago as
oh,
well.
Oh, no, ma'am.
He just started that one up,
yeah.
though. I haven't been in there
mm-hmm.
since, you know, in a little bit. Well, you know, he did one of my movies. He did two of them, as a matter of fact, that he's finishing up
right.
so we can get him out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I wish I knew what you was in at the time. Let me tell you. So how did you and Colors
what?
Decide to collaborate? I want you to talk about what you was going to talk about as well. But how did y'all talk about collaborating on the song? Talk to me.
Well, you know, I'll go over there and rehearse with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll write the hook. I was the hook girl, you know, because
mm-hmm.
he loved my voice. That's me. He really loved his voice, mine. And I said, okay. And we'll just, we'll practice and this and that. He'll
mm-hmm.
write his verse, and then I'll sing. Well, I freestyle my hooks.
You did?
So actually, some of the things he will write, and then I'll put some, I will freestyle a lot of things into my hooks. So I don't know what song. What song did he talk to me? Did he?
Yes.
That's
yes.
the song. Did he? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
mm-hmm.
talked to me. I freestyled. I just went in. We went in the studio. Oh God, what was the guy name? I forgot the guy name. But yeah, we went in the studio. Tyler
mm-hmm.
recorded it. I recorded my hook. And
mm-hmm.
I think that day I was getting a little frustrated. And I said, you know what? I'm just gonna freestyle it. And I did it.
And that's what you did?
Yeah, I freestyled.
You mean in a song that I got now? So I was listening to it, and when the song came on, I remember that when your voice, I remember Colors, of course, but when you guys sent the song, I couldn't remember which one of y'all sent it because it went to Renee.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was singing it, when it first came on, I was like, okay, I remember that song. But when you came on, I said, I remember her voice. I remember
yes.
I remembered it. Yep, yep. Well, what you doing now with your rapping or the singing?
I sing in the church. You know, that's what my singing came from. I always sang in the church. My mama was in a gospel singing group. I always loved music, you know, and that's what it came from, the root of my music.
Oh, wow. I would really
I'm really old school. I love old school music. I love the new music now, but I really love old school.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I really do. So do you do, for the people, tell us what kind of, and I remember you earlier saying that do you do weddings? You do weddings?
Yes, I do weddings.
Okay. Can you name some of the places that you would do? Just in case somebody want to hire you or something, like weddings, and what are the other things that you do? Where would you go to DJ?
Birthday parties.
Okay.
Birthday parties. Anything for your job, like a corporate event.
Okay.
Any type of event. Yeah, I'm classy. I got to keep it classy. But I could do the club now. I would do the club. I'm not going to take that out. That's, you know,
right.
I would do the
club. Right.
But, I would do the club as well.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you something, Classy. I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
When you do your DJing, do you dress? Mm-hmm. I know this is a crazy question, y'all, but I want to answer. How do you get dressed up?
Yeah, I got to. I've got to stay professional.
Oh.
It depends on the environment. If I'm at a wedding, I'm going to get dressed up.
Mm.
If I'm at a cookout, then, you know, I'm still going to look classy.
Mm. She's at a cookout. I'm going to still be classy.
You don't know what you might see out there, but you know.
You got that right, baby. You got that right. You just don't know. Let me tell you, you got that right. So that's wonderful. I didn't know that you kind of expand yourself to whatever. But you did say you would do a club, right?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
In events, and things like that. Oh, girl, I did not know that. I am so excited. I have never had of y'all. I tell you, I promise y'all, DJ Classy C / I want to say Whitney Houston Classy. I've never had a DJ girl on here in my life. This is so beautiful. I feel so good. Thank you, Carlos. I feel so good about this. And you know what? Right. I'm going to tell you something. Let me ask you this question, Classy.
Mm-hmm.
Have anybody ever said to you that you sound like you came from off, like up north?
A little bit. But I'm not from North. I'm not from the North. But, just a little bit. Or they'll say, you Geechee. I can get Geechee, too.
No, I didn't even catch none of the Geecheeness. But it's cool, though, because, I mean, you know, I asked that because you just sound like it a good bit. Not even a little bit to me, a good bit. So I was just wondering. I was making sure. Because at the beginning, you just said, okay. She said no.
But I have family, you know, my grandmother lived in New York for 30 years, my aunt, my uncles. They lived in New York for 30 years, plus years. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my professional voice. This is my professional voice. This is what I have to do.
Hell yeah. I know what you're talking about, girl. You got that right. I know what you're talking about. You got to know how to do it when it needs to be done. Listen, somebody pull up my live. Listen, Classy, somebody pull up the live. And what happens is that some people write me and want to ask me a question about you if they don't want to just ask. So they pull it up. But whoever it is, can you write me? And I'll have an answer for you because it's just blank. But if you want to ask if they want to ask you a question, is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay,
of course.
Okay, guys.
Not man, you know, out the way now. You know, but
So listen, Classy, let me talk to you.
Yeah, so let's go.
Okay, let's get it. So listen, have you ever acted before?
I've never been in a movie.
Oh.
But I would love to be. When I was in high school, I did drama.
Mm-hmm.
I went out for, there was an audition for acting in Columbia, because I lived in Columbia, South Carolina as well.
Okay.
And I actually got picked. And my mama lost the audition paper. And I never really asked, but I would love to do it.
Well, I want to go back to something about the papers, and we're going to go to the acting, right? We're coming right behind that, because we're going to talk to these people. Okay, so you said your mother lost the paperwork. Did that have anything to do with you not being able to audition?
No. I was picked to be in the audition in the second round. You know, you go through certain phases.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the scout, you know, they come out and try to pick you as a you know, as an actor, actress, or actor, and
mm-hmm.
you got to go through different phases, I guess. I don't know how it works. But I got a paper back. They mailed it
mm-hmm.
back, and it was like I did got picked in the first round. And I would
mm-hmm.
have to go to the second round. But I went home for the summer, and when it was time, my mom lost the paper, but it's okay. Maybe down the line I'll be an actress, never know. But I would
yeah.
like to be in a movie. I would like to be in a play.
A play or a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm
so let me ask you this. Y'all got to bear with me. I got so many dang old questions for Trash. I don't know what to do here today, y'all. Okay?
Yeah.
But
oh,
I'm pressing. Let's go. So, Trash, let me ask you this. We're coming from church, and you know, with your singing and all that good stuff, if there was a movie that had a lot of cursing, no sexual scenes, would you have a problem with that? Would that bother you? Would someone, a lot of swearing in it and, you know, the gun shooting and things of that nature, somebody was to actually, yeah.
Because I came from the church.
Uh-huh.
Because I came from the church, no, I wouldn't have no problem with it.
Okay.
I know who I am, you know, that's no problem.
Okay, okay.
I'm a DJ. Curse, that's nothing. You know, I listen to curse.
You a
music. Profanity. Profanity is curse in the music. So that don't bother me. I hear profanity every day.
Right. Oh, wow.
Right. Cool. Even though I'm a church girl, you know, I'm a Christian. Even I'm a Christian, but I still hear profanity. That's not going to affect me.
Exactly.
I'm here to do me. I'm here to do a job. I'm here to display my talent.
Right. So, with acting, there was something that and you. I'm so happy that you said what you just said in regards of I'm gonna be me and you know, what was her name? Taraji said something and it made so much sense to me. And she said a lot of people look at them people as you know when they acting and you see the love scenes and all the other things that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
She said what they don't understand, Classy, is that the people, the movie people, use them as vessels to bring out whoever it is that they want to bring out. What is your take
right.
on that? What is your take on that?
I mean, if that's the character they present to them,
right?
That's what they got to do.
Exactly.
Just like Jamie Foxx had to do Ray Charles. You
mm-hmm.
know, he did it very well. Oh, my God. He even looked like Ray Charles. You didn't even think it was. You know, he wasn't Ray Charles, but if that's the character they have to do, then, hey, that's the part. I'm going to play it to the best of my ability because I'm going to get me Academy Award. I'm going to get me. I'm a show. I'm going to get that Oscar.
Class, we have, listen.
I'm just playing.
I love, keep going, girl. I love you. Your energy and my energy is fantastic. I love it. So, no, listen, seriously. I got a myself, Sheedy, and Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
We got a the Choice Awards coming out. Actually, I did that. You know, it's my Choice Awards. But and I don't want to be cocky or anything. But I brought them in, you know, to help me out. This is what I did, Classy. We got so many people in Charleston that get looked over. We have so many
right,
people.
Right, they do.
We don't. We have too many. You understand?
We have so much talented
yes.
people down here.
Shout
but we
out.
Get
I'm trying
overlooked.
To tell you. Exactly.
Right.
So, for mm-hmm. me, I thought it would be better if I bring in other people and then they can pick who they want, which means a whole
right.
lot of people, yes, you know, can get awards,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I did it to
mm-hmm.
where they pick who they want to pick. I pick who I want to pick. Well, of course, I'm going to pick who I want to pick. But they got the same option as well. So let's just say, Classy, it said Best DJ. And you came up
mm-hmm.
and Crystal called you. I mean, Crystal gave you an award. I gave you an award. Sheedy gave you an award. You would get all. So how good, you know, how wonderful can that be, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But it's
so,
not really about the awards. It's about who you are inside.
There you
and
go.
You want to show the world, hey, this is my talent. This is who I am.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Regardless of what other people say, regardless of what, you know, I don't want to say this on here, you know, the Caucasian says. But
right.
I'm going to be me.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I love that you said that because I'm with that as well. I'm not with all the who say what when they say it because I really don't care one way or another. You know.
No, I don't.
But I do think there's a whole lot of y'all out there that definitely deserve it. Classy, I got to tell you something. I knew your name and I see you on. I think you on what is it? The Other Side? What colors? You're on one of those, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of the co-hosts.
Yeah, I see you in there all the time. I see you guys in there, and I, you know, you deserve an award. You know, you should.
You think so?
Hell yeah! What you mean you think so? Hell yeah!
But I don't do it for the awards. I do it because I love this. I love music. I love entertainment. I just love what I do.
Exactly. That's why you should get one. It has nothing to do with, you know, awards is some people take it for the wrong reason, but you're classy. So you know how you're taking it
right.
You understand what I'm saying? Some people take it and just go way off with it. But if you're taking it in of deservingness and the person that's giving it to you, you appreciate that they gave it to you, that's a beautiful thing, you know? So people like you deserve to get one that probably, I don't know if you ever got one before, but if you didn't, you sure will get one. How about that?
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you.
I don't talk anything that I don't do, darling. I'm going to fight you out. You coming out there, you're going to get something, you know? I want you
thank
to get something because I think it's so deserving. You got to understand, I didn't know all of this about you. You understand? I only knew. My thing was, I am getting ready to interview. Oh, thank you. Somebody said this is a very, very good interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, and I lost my train of thoughts, but I'll get it back. But anyway, I just really, it started off with you just, you know, being a DJ Classy. That's what I was on the whole time. I wasn't thinking, whoa, you know, where this is gonna go, and I also see you with colors, you know.
I'm a diverse person.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm not just a DJ, you know. I'm not. I sing. I went to school for broadcast media.
Okay.
I was supposed to be on the radio.
What happened?
That's a long story, but yeah, I was supposed to be on the radio as well. Like I told you, I like entertainment. I went to school to be a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my mom, you know, your parents wanted you to be.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I didn't really like that. And
right.
So 2 years later, I said, a year and a half or 2 years later, I said, I want to do broadcast. I want to do media, broadcast media.
Wow.
And I changed my major. My mom was, you know, my parents was livid. But hey, I did me, you know. That's what I want. You know, I got to be comfortable in this life for me.
Right, right. And I all these things that we're talking about, I never knew half of this stuff about you. This is amazing. You know, you got so many, you are diverse, and you just got so much things going on, and you're very humble. You, as a matter of fact, I tell you what, besides my daughter, you're about one of the most humblest people I know in a female wise. I'm talking about females now, not males. You are very humble, very, very humble, and
thanks.
I love that. You know, I'm talking to you, and I feel like, you know, through my show, you're an extremely humble person. You really are. That's when I seen your picture. I was like, DJ Classy, you would never, not a classy part, yes, but the DJ, I would have never in a million years thought it, you know? So, yeah.
And that's why I like to be a surprise.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on there, girl. I love it. So listen, let me tell you what I want to do. I don't want to lose nobody.
Right.
Everybody's a few people's on here. I don't know, but I got to tell you guys, they're fabulous. because they're coming and they support me. We don't have a lot of 843s. The classy, huh? Where the 843s at? I just see, I'm not going to say how many on here, but thank you for being on here. But all you other guys that's on here from off, thank you so much. You know, I appreciate it. I know somebody's on here from New York. I see the 713. I don't know if that's my friend Charlene, but thank y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. But what we're going to do right now, guys, is I'm going to play Colors and Classy song. I want y'all to listen to it. I listened to it earlier today. And we're going to listen to the whole thing again. We're going to listen to it again. For the people that just came on today, you know, I was waiting for enough to come on. We got a good bit on now. So let's listen to it.
Lord, hold on here. Give me some direction. It's your son, Zachariah, Sai, Ramadan. You're the world compass. Talk to me. This is Zaire. Who am I kidding? A part of me wish that thought could rid it. Disaster came one after another. The more drastic, the harder to take cover. Wishing God would have taken colors. Sacrifice the weak to make others. This world better off without me. Hypocrites wanna know how nice it really. So I handle my CD, but closed ears can't listen to feel me. It's that an ongoing ache to the pain. We don't try to make the change. Believe me, I'm not perfect. Allow me to bring some dirt to the surface. Lately I felt worthless. Wonder if I even had a purpose. Hurt me to be here. And find an eye girl when she care. Through the darkest corridors when she walk with me. Whisper in the air, love your hair. Now talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me.
God, would you please accept our pleas? Then forgive me, it's cause this baby talked to me.
Talk to me.
God, would you rain down on me? Oh God, come down and help me.
Lord, I need to forgive this, please. For a horrible act that happened August 14, 2003, I left my best friend gasping. So now the question I'm asking, can you rebuke the demon in me that didn't give a damn and she couldn't breathe? Would you accept my plea and then cleanse my soul eternally? But I would still never forget what I did, especially since I was taught better as a kid. Brought the woman I loved to tears. This will play back in my head for years. Tears running down your face, wishing you about to get engaged. Not a grotesque fate, a mouse in a maze, no escape. Damn, I really made a mess. I'm forever in debt, but now to my last breath. Hate seeing you stressed and upset. If coulda, woulda been pushed reset. The way the pain be, make you low key about visiting my HOME. I got some audacity. Stars, you still wanna talk to me? Talk to me. Talk to me.
God, would you please accept thou please? Then forgive me, it's cause this baby talk to me.
Talk to me.
God, would you
want is a wife and child to make my life worthwhile. If I could have ended up with Beth Ann, Carletta, or Pam, would my life still feel damn? Then when I was with someone I thought I could settle, that was until a family started to meddle. Don't want to stay single, senior citizen life alone, playing bingo, trying to get the situation straight. So the studio is the best way. Zoning in deep, feeling the beats, no time for sleep. I got a 6.5 year CD to complete. See a plan been devised to keep my eyes on the prize. The fans are waiting, not 8 or 10 years in the making. For one of the longest anticipations since Bad Boys 2 or Freddy vs. Jason. Time waits for no man, so I answer the summons. Only thing more anticipated is Jesus' second coming. Point out my own mistakes, no one can fault me. Still the nice guy, ultimately. A big fish, it's hard to put a cork in me. A man feeling remorsefully, so God take my plea and talk to me.
God, would you please accept thou please? Then forgive me, it's cause this baby talk to me.
Talk to me.
God, would you rain down on me? Oh God, come down and help me.
I did, even as a kid. Now I know his righteousness through Christ I live.
Wow.
That was 17 years ago.
Oh, how many years ago?
17 years ago.
Stop it.
Lord,
17 years? Get out.
I believe so. Yeah.
Nice song. Because when it came on, I remembered it. I remembered.
Exactly.
I'm trying to tell you. I said, I remember. Go ahead. But what happened?
Because we used to go and perform at church, different clubs, and stuff like that. So, yeah, we used to perform. Colors used to pass out CDs. That was back when you had to really work hard. To be, you know, to get noticed, you know. Now it's kind of different because it's a lot of social media.
Right.
Back then, you had to get out there and hustle.
And that's true. I do remember
that.
That
was hard.
That was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for Colors because he kept going. He kept pushing.
Sure
he kept going. He never gave up.
Never.
Never.
Never. I got to tell you, Classy, you guys, even with the, you do the other side. What colors is that, the one you on?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, I had my own talk show at once, too.
What was the name of it? It was called A Talk with Class. By yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, by myself, just like you.
It's on YouTube? Even now?
Yeah, it's on YouTube even right now.
Okay, you're going to have to give me some media because I got to go see that when we get off here. I'm not playing right now. Okay, so listen. I'm not playing. So listen. I have three, well, now just one left because I did two girls already. And I have, my last movie is called Pain, Classy. And it's a real gangster movie. And I had three roles that they're not the, some of them, well, let me just say this. They're not leading roles, but those girls are in it. You're in it. And the good thing is that I do a lot of improv in my movies, especially I let my directors do a lot of improv. A lot of improv. I've worked with Jay Paul and I've worked with Jay Bryan, and they both are amazing to work with.
Both of them, amazing.
And, you know, they work differently, but they are amazing. And my directors, they just kind of do what they want. And I love, what I love about both of them is that they let you improv a lot. So let's just say you accept my offer and you take the role. You would always, when you read the script, you'd be like, oh, what, Joy, why, you know. And I'm sure you wouldn't say that. But when it comes to improv, and then they'll see you more in the movie, you know, and all that good stuff. But I do have one role left. And if you're interested, I would love to have you. And you don't have to audition. I don't do auditions. I just pick, you know. Yeah, I would love for you to, for us to talk about it, you know, and see if
okay,
you'd be interested.
I got you.
Yeah, I can send you. I can send you an NDA. I'm gonna get your, you know, when you give your information, I'm right down. What I can do is get an NDA from you, and once I get that, y'all listening to me, I can send you the movie and see if you like it. And then you can say yes or no. We'll do it like that because I want you to like it. Yeah, I want you to like it. But I think you will, and I think you're gonna write back and say, "Oh, Miss Sandra, let's go." You know.
That's
so,
you know, I'm all about let's do it, you know?
I think that meeting you just on here, and we met, you know, in person way back when, I am just so excited, you know, to get to know you more better. Colors is still on here. Colors, can you talk? Because he's getting his hair done, y'all. Can you talk? Put your hand up if you could. Because I think he's getting his hair done, but he's been on here from the very beginning. It was a few people on here, but you guys,
Of course he's on there. I know he's going to.
He's not talking because he was getting his hair done. Man, listen, y'all. Oh, let me tell you from yesterday, some people put their hand up and then they put it back down. They must have been scared. If you guys want to ask, I promise you, just ask. Don't be scared, okay?
She's
beautiful people. She's beautiful people. Okay. Oh, Colors want to talk. All right. Colors, what's happening?
What's up? What's up, Miss Sandra?
What's up, Colors?
Got my child in the building. What's up, Classy? DJ Classy.
What's going on?
What's up, Colors? I'm just listening to the show and enjoying it. You know how we do.
Colors, you get your hair done?
That's what it is. Excuse me?
Is your hair finished?
I'm on the drive, but I can talk. Shout out to what you need. I gotta get her, try to get her back on your show, Anika Rich, Rich Styles by Anika, so she can talk about.
That's right.
I think back then she didn't have the salon yet, so she could talk about the salon and talk about what else she got going on. Yeah, so we'll talk about that. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I'm over here, Rich Styles by Anika, under the dryer, getting these locks retwisted for Sunday meeting of mine. But yes, hosted by Rock favorite Sean Treasy, videographer, producer, number 10.
he is Colors is, I love him, he's hilarious. Colors, real quick, I know this is Classy's interview, but just real quick, tell everybody about Sunday real quick.
Oh, it's Sunday meeting of mine. This is lovely. We're going into our 16th year. We just celebrated our 15th in December. It's going to be, we got some giveaways, two music video giveaways from Mr. Five Productions and Jay Brown. We got beat giveaways from Jay Paul, CTC, mm-hmm. You know, CTC. He's giving away a beat. There's another producer, Montana Mister, Seven Beats, and also, what's the other guy? Oh, Ric Flair. They're giving B, yeah. So you got six chances to, you know, in drawing a dance to do at the door. Artists got six chances to, you know, to go home with, you know, something. Go home with a B or a free video. We try to do something like that every month, so it's dope. So y'all make sure y'all come out. It's only 10 to get in. Our feature artist is a reggae artist, Toblin. So it's going to be a different vibe. He's recorded Meet the Vibes before. He's our feature artist. Our feature model is Michi, Dimitri O'Neill from founder of the Poor Rich Collective, Poor Rich Kids, formerly. Mm-hmm. She will be our feature model. So we got a real, real, real diverse show, real unique artist networking. So y'all come out this Sunday at 7:87. And tomorrow, y'all tune in to the other side with myself and DJ Classy C and 17 Star. And we will have Miss Geechee One cell phone, Felicia Rivers. We'll be interviewing her tomorrow on the other side. 7 to 8, you know, y'all check it out. Say on Facebook Live.
Felicia is coming on tomorrow.
Does
she?
Felicia,
that's
right.
The first interview.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
With us, yeah. She's been doing interviews the last couple of weeks. I saw her with another guy, Speaker Box, who does Beat to the Bosses with us. Shout out to Jacobs. Yeah, Jacob. Yeah, he interviewed her on his Speaker Box podcast. So, yeah, we definitely... Yeah, this will be our first time we had interviewed her on the other side. Yeah,
that's
so it's going to be exciting.
I like that. She 7
got eight tomorrow.
About.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking. Yeah, we're going to be covering talking. The hour. We're going to go by so fast. We're going to have fun, though.
Y'all going to get it in?
Yeah, and Classy also got some new stuff. She's on some new hooks as well. Song with me and Donna J and a couple other people are called Can We Get Over Another Hate? With headliners on there.
You don't post the let out the bag yet.
Oh, well, you don't know, you know, is it the work?
You know what I'm
talking
about.
Is it the studio? Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be dope, bro.
You said all these people.
Yeah, man. I love it, though. I love it. I love she back in the fold, though. It's dope.
Yeah. I am. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Colors. Yeah, thank you for bringing me Classy as well. You've been bringing me the dopest people. I swear to God, I've been having a good time. Listen. Okay, so, Classy, let me ask you something. What's the other side, working with Colors, and you've already done, you know, media before.
Mm-hmm.
How do you incorporate that with what you're doing right now? I mean, because it seems, you're a DJ. You sing beautifully. You got like that churchy, singing and stuff like that. You get interview. So you get an interview now. So when you're interviewing someone, what was going on with that? Because did you take that up in school? You said or something like that?
No, I just freestyle.
Oh, that me? Yeah, that is.
But
so
sometimes
dope.
I may go and practice, you know, in the mirror. You know, you got to, what if you do an introduction, you want to practice in the mirror. But sometimes I just freestyle. Like if we interviewing and you talking, I get questions from that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're good, you know. You know your stuff because that's freestyle. Yeah, let me tell you something. A person only they can give me like 3, maybe 4 things about a person. And I would bring everything out, you know. So I was just wondering if that's kind of raunchy, the thing you do, because that's what freestyling is.
That too. I do that as well. I ask, okay. I go on their face, like I go research about them. Let me see a few things. But, you know, sometimes the question change when you interview the person.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, cause you could think you go and ask a question and you'd be like, no, I ain't going to ask that. I'm going to pull a question from what they said.
Right. There you go. Look at you. Wait a minute. I think Carlos forgot something.
I'm right here.
Did you still got your hand up? Did you want to say something else?
Oh, no, that was all at the same time.
Okay. I was making sure. I wasn't going to.
Yeah, you're good. I'm going to sit back and enjoy it.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm having a good time with Miss Classy. I really am. Her name fits her very well. Classy, can you go ahead and give us your media tag? Tell everybody where they can find you at.
On Facebook, it's Christy Wilder. That's my real name. First Class Entertainment is on Instagram. First Class, that's right. When you with me, you're going to fly first class, baby.
I love that. That's beautiful. I love the way you think, girl.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, First Class Entertainment, or Christy Wilder on Facebook.
And those are your media takeoffs?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now let me ask you this: to be sure, let's be clear. If anyone wants you for DJing, like I want you to play in my movie, tell them exactly where they would go. They would come straight to you, right? No, do you have management?
Yeah, they can. Yes. No. I don't. I'm known.
Okay.
So you come straight to me. You talk
ahead,
to me,
girl. Look at you.
No. I mean, no, I ain't get there yet, but maybe one day I will. But, yeah, you come straight to me, and you book through me. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yes, I'm the boss lady.
And you better own that, baby. You better own that. Yeah. So what can they look for? You got a lot going on. Are you going out Saturday? You going out Sunday, Classy?
Yes. I'm going to Meeting of the Mind?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah, I'm going to support him.
Wonderful.
I go out there and I support. Yes, I always try to support him. I got other events coming up, like I say, private events, weddings, other parties, you know, birthday parties, anything, engagements and stuff like that. So it's coming.
Aww.
Yeah.
It is so sweet. Yeah. I would love to come and support Colors, but my leg, guys, is still not well enough for me to come out yet. I'm not where I need to be, but once I get there and get a car, I'm going to be coming out. So right now, you know, I support them the best way that I could. And I support all of y'all the best way that I could. But I have great interviews, but this is one of my greatest.
Thank you.
Anybody else got questions? I'm sitting here waiting. And you know the funniest thing, you guys, y'all will come on and they don't ask nobody no questions. If y'all need,
I was nominated for event.
Say that again.
I was nominated for event DJ, the Skooma Award. So we'll see. You know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Now, say the awards again because I didn't hear you.
Skooma Award.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was nominated for event DJ this year. So we'll see, you know. Like I said, I stay humble, you know.
Yeah. Are the votes over? Are the voting over? Do people still go vote? Or is it over?
It was over. It was January to, I think, all the January. So the vote is over.
Uh-huh.
But, hey, you know, if not, I'm going to
say,
yeah.
So let me ask you something. To me, in my opinion, you have a lot going on. I would like for you to tell everybody what's next for DJ Classy C.
Next. Like I said, I'm going to keep pushing. You know, this DJ, expand my business, do that, come do more recording, singing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to sing more. Keep going with this podcast to the highest height. You know?
That is wonderful.
I'm gonna keep pushing this music. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going. Yes.
That sounds
good.
That's
my goal, to keep going. Yeah.
Is there anything in particular that you're doing right now that you like more than like, is there anything that you like more than you got a lot of stuff going on. You got the cup podcast. I mean, you got you're DJing. You know, what else do you have here? You have your DJ and you do the podcast with Colors and you sing. Your singing is crazy. I'm just shocked. I really am. Is there any of those that you like one more than the other?
No. Nah.
Okay.
I enjoy all of them.
Okay.
I enjoy all of them. Because it shows each side of me.
Okay. And you put that 100% in each and every last one?
Of me.
You put that 100%. You put that 100% in each part of everything that you do, right?
Right, I have to.
Okay. Okay.
I'm a black female. I'm an African American female.
All right.
And remember, it's hard. It's hard for us.
Yes. Yes.
Especially in this industry, it's very hard. So I gotta come correct.
Yes, but you're beautiful, too. You should have added that one on.
Thank you.
You're staying humble, but I'm going to say it for you. Mm-hmm. Listen, is there anything that Miss Sandra of the Sandra Wizard Blog Radio Talk Show have not asked you that you want to tell the people?
I don't know.
No,
not really.
Are you sure?
Like I was asked, I wanted somebody to ask me a question. You know, I'm an interviewer,
and I'm
not used to being interviewed. I wonder what she's gonna ask me, you know.
Guys, the funniest thing about that is I remember the name when we talked about you. I remember the name, and I'm gonna actually talk about you in a great way. I just said, tell me a few things, and he did. And the other, I just came off. I just went off. And I roll off your energy. Your energy is crazy. So that helps a whole lot when you're doing an interview. You should know that you interview. So when you're interviewing somebody, the energy is like yours or, you know, like big. And you know, big energy is like yours is real big, you know. And so you can really, like, get down with somebody such as yourself. You know, yesterday was beautiful. Females, y'all are coming up. Y'all playing.
I came on for about 30 minutes, and I heard the interview. I was like, wow, okay. I'm feeling that.
That's nice. You came on yesterday?
Okay. Yes, I did. So a few.
That was beautiful.
I wanted to hear what was going on.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I didn't even know you did that. Give some people some shout-outs. Shout some people out for me, girl.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Shout some people out, girl, Miss Classy.
Okay, I want to shout out my boy, Colors.
Okay.
For always sticking by me. You know, he always stick by me. He pushes me.
Yeah.
So if anybody else ain't going to push me. But first of all, I want to thank God, who's ahead of my life, my mother, my father, my parents, my sisters, for supporting me throughout the years when nobody was there. Mm-hmm. Other DJs, you know, DJs that helped me out along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are. I can name a lot of DJs, but, you know, even if it was negative or positive, I still thank you because every experience is a lesson learned, and it keeps you going and stronger.
Exactly.
And so that's who I want to shout out to, you know. And, hey, I'm going to keep this going. I'm going to keep going. Again, Ms. Sandra, for having me on your talk show. It was wonderful.
Oh, no,
it was nice.
Thank you for coming on. Listen, this was beautiful, you know? And
yeah,
I got to tell you something. When my talk show runs for hours, and, I can do it for however long I want. Well, not long, but do you know when you get someone such as yourself, and I had beautiful yesterday, I mean, I was going. Most interviews, sometimes, I don't know how long you guys go, be about a good 30 minutes. when you got somebody like you and all the other people that I interview, you can rock and roll like I'm dead. We were past an hour already. And that's when you really can have, you know, that's when you guys are amazing because you can just go ahead and rock with y'all. I love my damn celebrities. I tell everybody that. I love my celebrities. I go on Facebook too when I get off and be, I love my celebrities because I love y'all. And I think y'all are amazing. And y'all may not be millionaires and billionaires like the Jay-Z's and the Beyonce's and, you know, the beautiful ones. But at some point, y'all may get there. You never know, you know.
Yeah, but
y'all
you never
work
know.
Hard too. But y'all work hard. You know what I mean?
Right.
Y'all work
right.
very hard because I've been on the inside scene, in Clancy. I have. Way back in the day, I've seen how hard people had to work and still do. And now it's even worse. It's even worse. You have to work harder now. I felt like it was a little, I don't, and that's, for me, I think, you know, I think you spoke then and even though you had to work harder back then in one way, this way right here is a little different. And the reason why I say that is because it's so much clicking up, you know? If you didn't have fellas at the damn meeting of the minds, we will be out of our minds, you know? So he, you know what I'm saying? He hooks everybody up together, you know? So there's a lot more things, different things to worry about, you know? Back then it was hard, but this is a different hard, and this hard is not very pleasant.
It is,
you know?
Very hard.
It is.
It is. It's because there's a lot of artists coming out every day. And it's hard. Back then it was hard.
That's okay, Classy. You got it.
What?
Don't worry about it. So listen, before, I know you're good. Before we end the show, one more time, tell everybody exactly where to come to see you and Colors. I'm not sure who else is interviewing, but tell them where to come at tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, tomorrow. You mean Sunday? Oh, tomorrow?
What day is it?
On the other side, we'll be live on Facebook from 7, for an hour by 7 o'clock. It's me, Colors, 17 Stars. We will be interviewing Felicia Rivers, Geechee One. And when Sunday, I believe, is Meeting of the Minds.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's I'm not sure when it starts. I think it starts 5 or 6 o'clock. But come out, you know, there's a lot of talented people out there. And you will enjoy it, really enjoy it. And then you can find me. And you can find Class CC again on Facebook, Christy Wilder. And First Class Entertainment, because I am the owner and founder of First Class Entertainment. Tainment.
One last
and
thing.
I would say that every individual, never give up. Give up. Keep going and keep pushing.
Oh, wow.
Keep going and pushing. And when somebody say you can't, you do it more harder.
You got that right, girl. You said the right thing. Yes, you did. I want to ask you one little last question. You said something about your entertainment. What is it that is there people that you're taking in for yourself, the things that they can do? Because I love it when people, you know, when bosses do their thing. Is that just your entertainment, or is it something that
my
people...
DJ? But it could be added. It could be more things added to it.
Okay.
Yes. Like how you do films.
Right.
Like you do films. I can add that too.
Because
I'm an LLC, you know, stuff like that. Even with my voice, I could do voiceovers.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know all this stuff like you, girl. I'm proud of myself for bringing all this stuff out of you. I didn't even know it. I know I still had it in me.
Hey, you got the voice too. You can go do voiceovers and commercials.
Girl, that is awesome. I did not know that. Girl, you have a lot of, you're very humble. You got a lot of stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, I got a lot of ideas, you know?
You seem to.
But I keep it in the bag. You got to keep it in the bag, Miss Sandra, and make the people be surprised when you walk through.
You got that right. I'm loving, when you read, Pain, that'll give you more of an idea of the way I write and my difference and stuff like that. But I have to shout out Felicia Rivers. She was the first person that I know that did films, got her films on Tubi, and they continue to keep going up. Okay, do you understand? So shout out to Felicia Rivers. Not only for the films, but back in the day, all magazines, talk show. She did a lot, okay? And I just want to say, anybody want to look at any female that did a whole lot, she definitely is one that come to mind in my first three, okay? So I got to shout her out, you know? Yeah, she really put everybody on with the movie. First person. So I am going to watch y'all tomorrow, okay?
Please do.
No, you don't have to please. I got you. I'm going to watch it. Sometimes I catch it, and sometimes I don't, but I'll go back and see it. But tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I will be on Facebook 7 o'clock watching Classy in Colors. Is it just y'all two again? I said that, right? Is it just y'all two?
No, 17 stars. 17
stars. Yes. Okay. All three of you
are
going to be
every second and fourth Friday. Every second, fourth Friday at 7 o'clock.
Okay. And that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I don't be going nowhere, so I love that it's tomorrow, because I really don't have anything going on. But listen, I just want to say to you, thank you for coming on. You think you appreciate it. I appreciate you. I appreciate your energy.
I appreciate how smart
you are, you know. Mm-hmm. And even though you may have beauty, I think you're more beautiful mentally than, you know. You're very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. So don't let the face fool y'all. Don't let them pretty face fool y'all, okay?
Right.
Please don't.
Right.
She's very smart. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry you guys didn't have no questions. Y'all ain't had none all week. That's okay. I'm glad y'all was on here anyway. I want to thank each and every last one of you guys for coming on. Miss DJ Classy C.
That's right, DJ Classy C.
Yes. And listen, I would like for you to please inbox me your email. I'd like to send you some things. It'll be tomorrow. My daughter, she's been working hard, so she's going to be the one to send it to you. Let's get this thing moving as well, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Okay, Thomas, I want to thank you so very much.
Thank everybody.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you all for coming on.
Thomas want me to announce one more thing. The next award is March 17th. Yeah, he's admin about that. The next award
is
on March 17th.
Where's it going
to
be?
I'm not sure. I don't even know what it's going to be. He just told me a net awards.
Okay.
That I'm a nominated. See, I don't even know. But I was nominated again March 17th.
And you don't know how it, okay, the nomination, it had, and I asked you earlier, did it stop? Everything just stopped already?
I believe so.
Okay.
He said the results on March 17th online at the net awards. And he said I was nominated. So. I mean, I can't even keep up with a lot. I'm so busy. I can't keep up.
But I just say
thank God for everything, and I'm just thanking God for all the blessing he has put before me.
Well, yeah. I can't wait to work with you, you know, personally, you know, seeing you and working with you. I can't wait to do that. And I'm no different from being on there. I'd be laughing at Carrie, and then I'm probably worse. People say, oh, Miss Cindy, you be cracking up all the time. I really do. So we're going to have a good time, you know. And I'm looking forward to you coming on my movie. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the beautiful DJ Classy C slash Act Like Whitney. God bless Whitney. I love me some Whitney Houston. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love Whitney, too.
When she passed, I cried. I cried. I had a hard time. But I will say this. You just remind me of her. Honestly, your humbleness and the way you look at Whitney.
She was very mature.
Oh my God. So, and with you, you know, I was shocked that you came out and talked the way that you did. And not that I didn't think that you would. It's just that you looked just so, like, oh, my gosh. I don't, you know, like, you just look so precious. So I really didn't think you was going to talk too much. You shocked the crap out of me. Yeah. You shocked the crap out of me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to watch them on Facebook tomorrow. This is the beautiful Miss DJ Classy. Thank everybody. I appreciate you. This is Sandra. Sandra was the Blog Radio Talk Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let you out with Classy again in Colors. Talk to me. You guys have a good night. You understand?
Lord,
all right.
Give me some direction. Show sign.
Zachariah, Sai, Ramadan, you're the world compass. Just talk to me. This is Zaire. Who am I kidding? A part of me wish that thought could rid it. Disasters came one after another. The more drastical, the harder to take cover. Wishing God would have taken colors. Sacrifice the weak to make others. This world better off without me. Hypocrites want to know how nice it's really. So I hand them my CD, but closed ears can't listen to feel me. Is that an ongoing ache to the pain? We don't try to make the change. Believe me, I'm not perfect. Allow me to bring some dirt to the surface. Lately I felt worthless, wonder if I even had a purpose. Hurt for me to be here, and find an eye girl when she cares. Through the darkest corridors when she walk with me, whispering in her ear, love your hair. Now talk to me, talk to me, talk to me.
God, would you please accept thou please? Then forgive these cups.
August 14, 03, I left my best friend gasping. So now the question I'm asking, can you rebuke the demon in me that didn't give a damn and she couldn't breathe? Would you accept my plea and then cleanse my soul eternally? But I would still never forget what I did, especially since I was taught better as a kid. Brought the woman I loved to tears. This will play back in my head for years. Tears running down your face, wishing you about to get engaged. Not a grotesque fate, a mouse in a maze, no escape. Damn, I really made a mess. I'm forever in debt, for now to my last breath. Hate seeing you stressed and upset. If coulda, woulda been pushed reset. The way the pain be, makes you low-key about visiting my H-O-M-E. I got some audacity, songs you still wanna talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me.
God, would you please accept thou please? Then forgive these cups, baby, talk to me.
Talk to me. Want is a wife and child to make my life worthwhile. If I could have ended up with Beth Ann, Carletta, or Pam, would my life still feel damn? But then when I was with someone I thought I could settle, that was until a family started to meddle. Don't want to stay single, seen a citizen life alone playing bingo, trying to get the situation straight. So the studio is the best way, zoning in deep, feeling the beats, no time for sleep. I got a 6.5 year CD to complete. A plan been devised to keep my eyes on the prize. The fans are waiting, not 8 or 10 years in the making, but one of the longest anticipations since Bad Boys 2 or Freddy vs. Jason. Time waits for no man, so I answer the summons. Only thing more anticipated is Jesus' second coming. Point out my own mistakes, no one can fault me. Still the nice guy, ultimately. A big fish, it's hard to put a cork in me. A man feeling remorsefully, so God take my plea and talk to me.
God, would you please
talk to me?
Accept that. Then forgive these cups, baby, talk to me.
Talk to me.
God, would you rain down on me? Oh God, come down and help me.
Even after King, now I know His righteousness through Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss DJ Classy in Colors. Talk to me. You guys have a good night. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.